This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. What a great season in the lowlands and uplands of southeastern Arizona. Many plants showing off with new leaves or blooms. Avian species singing, calling, nesting, raising young. All around our place, the occasional javelina. You know, with the collared peccary, you just never know. Just when you think your landscape is safe, they appear. And you probably won't see them, but you will more than likely find a favorite plant uprooted or chomped on. They are rascals in a landscape. The word landscape sounds so formal, doesn't it? Little snooty. Oh, my landscape. My personal landscape at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote is quite informal. Sometimes some thought goes into it, but other times you just have a plant you want in the ground, and it's like this. Oh, there's an empty spot. Oh, and a hose or a drip line will reach it. So you grab a shovel and a digging bar and plug a plant. And yeah, there are times a year or two or three or four later you wonder, what the heck was I thinking when I put that plant there? Oh, well. And I suspect professional landscapers, landscape architects have those moments as well, don't you think? Anyway, we call our little homestead Spadefoot. And though there are many spadefoot toads, I don't know if they're technically a toad anymore, but spadefoot toads, seven species across North America, this name honors a favorite toad of ours, the couchous spadefoot, whose call and mating in monsoon puddles inspired the name. So it's spadefoot. Sometimes when family is kicked back and relaxing, it's called spadefoot retreat and spa. When our granddaughter comes for a few weeks in the summer, it becomes Camp Spadefoot. Oh yeah, lots of hikes and hobbies and reading and general play at Camp Spadefoot. And then for the most part of spring through fall, except when Camp Spadefoot is in session, it is Spadefoot Nursery, where I grow favorite native plants to sell at markets or plug willy-nilly into these Spadefoot botanical gardens. Life is good, my friends, at Spadefoot. Oh, and I forget what I was talking about, but collared peccaries and their help in a landscape. Thank you for chomping on my favorite hedgehog cactus. And by the way, there's a small herd of mule deer that show up around our place lurking. Our landscape looks yummy to them, and they are the landscape maintenance crew from hell. Browsing your trees and shrubs into surreal topiary. Hey, not far from the front porch of our 1991 Marvelette, there's a jumble of crazy plants, courtesy of me, and blooming as I speak is a Texas species of anisocanth called Pinky, or Anisocanthus puberulus, I think that's correct. Anyway, cool pink tubular flowers with long, crazy-looking lips. Our anisocanth, or desert honeysuckle, is Anisocanthus thurberi. And I've planted many of those, but actually only needed to maybe plant one or two as the seed capsules split open and seed sails and yikes, desert honeysuckle everywhere. Anisocanthus thurberi is our local of about 15 species of Anisocanthus found in the southwest in Mexico. It ranges from 2,000 feet, to 5,500 feet in elevation. So sandy arroyos in the desert that surrounds Tucson, or the rocky canyons around Bisbee. Shoot, it's all across and over southeastern Arizona. The name Anisocanthus from a couple Greek words, aniso, unequal, acanthos, thorns, unequal thorns. It doesn't make a lot of sense because it's not a thorny plant. I was sort of hoping that the Greek word, which you can find anthus in there, the Greek word anthus for flower was in there, but I guess not. So I will leave it to the experts. Thurberi, the specific epithet for the American botanist and horticulturist of the 1800s, George Thurber, who has many species named in his honor. Many species. All of this to tell you that I have found and grown three different colors of desert honeysuckle. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. There's a wonderful Spanish common name, Cola de Gallo, rooster tail, which really has got to refer to those crazy long-lipped flowers. Yeah. Anyway, these three different colored Thurbers have crossed with the Pinky, and I have some crazy Anisocanthus growing at the Spadefoot Botanical Gardens. An abundance, a plethora of colorful, long-lipped, tubular flowers that are visited by busy hummingbirds. You got to put an Anisocanthus thurberi in your landscape, my friend. One is fine to start. No worries. You'll have more of this marvelous 5-foot-tall flowering native. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, my friends. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.